Hello, welcome back again with me, Riksa Pertiwirohiana in 29 Podcast and English Section. Okay, today I would like to share still about love because the previous podcast about true love, and today about true love or the real love and lust. Okay, so you have to be able to make the differences between love and lust, because nowadays all of the people have love, but love and life cannot be far away. Okay, of course, yes, because always connected between love and life. There is love in life, and in life there is love. Okay, so eight ways to tell difference between love and lust. I have read from the psychologist by Simon Humphrey and the Sigurd Simon PhD about love and lust. Yeah. There are eight differences according to the psychologist. Okay, before I continue my podcast today, so have you heard about lust or about something that really forcing yourself to do that you want freedom? Or I believe that you have done it. Okay, so is it love or lust in yourself? Of course. Can this relationship survive when the sexual connection before marriage? Yeah, actually. And then are you actually in love or just infatuated, or it just amaze someone, or it just interest someone, or these like the forcing feeling? Okay, these are questions. Is about something that make you aware about yourself. Is this love or lust? Okay. Lust is an intense sexual attraction. Do you know sexual attractions? That's lust to another person. Why? That because forcing feeling to do something. That's we call it lust. And it's best, lust can be the glue that draws us to a partner, close to the physical connection. And it's worse, lust is fueled by idealization and projection of what we want to see rather than the reality of the person and the situation. It is wild and dangerous. Why you have said it? This is really wild and dangerous. That because this is expectation for long-term relationship, so that's really dangerous. If you still have lust feeling, because lust is only forcing that you really freedom to do that, and you are not enjoy, but you still really that this is what I want. That's about lust, yeah. But different from love, love is a bit more complex, really complex. One of the most popular love in all its delights and sufferings has often appeared, yeah. Often appeared, a mystery defined in infinite number of ways throughout human history. But love is a basic human need that keeps us bonded, yeah, to the people who matter most, and a seeker. Loving is a touch. Yeah. Loving attachment with a romantic partner involves a deep affection, trust, and acceptance of a person's flaws and all. I have mentioned 8 about the real life in the previous podcast, that love always trust, always believe, always accept completely, and then be yourself, and then there is no secret to each other. Yeah, that's about love. And then it is no surprise people have a difficult time to think and then to aware between love and lust. Okay, maybe for the listener who have the listener who have a boyfriend or the girlfriend, you have to be aware from now. So you have to ask to yourself, is it love or loss? And can this relationship survive beyond the sexual connection? And then are you actually in love or just infatuated? So three questions are the best one to make you aware. So you have to ask to yourself, yeah, before you do something. Okay, so how to tell if it is a love or loss? Well, there are no rules when it comes to love. Here some helpful distinctions to consider if you are worried that your relationship is simply based on lust or not sustainable for a long-term relationship. Sometimes I have many questions from my friends or from my siblings or from my nephew, and actually especially from my friends, that is it love or lust? Can my relationship in long term? So I always ask to my friends that you have to ask to yourself, so is it love or lust? Because you have to aware of that, and then your relationship survive beyond the sexual connection or not, or are you actually in love or just infatuated? So I always ask about that, and then they answer like they're really confused about how to answer my three questions that I have asked to them. And the first questions is, you have to aware why are you interested in the relationship? So why are you really you are really interested with that, gitu. And then because the meaning of lust alone, lust, the word lust, is interested only in the partner sexually, because lust is something that you like someone, or you interest or amaze with someone physically, and then you just think that she is beautiful, she is the most beautiful in my life, so I have to be close with her. And then about the man also, yeah. And then love is interest in getting to know the person over time, so love is never end. Why I have said that? Because love is really natural. When you love someone, you may get the differences between love and lust. Because why I have said that? Because I have married, and based on my experiences, so after marriage, so we can be able to say that love is really natural, and then we can do anything by naturally, and then we can say that we cannot do together in a whole day in the 24 hours, because we have a we have to be honor each other with our business, and then in the busy time, so we always honor together, and then we have the special time like pillow talk, or in the weekend we have a holiday, or in the free time or in the freedom time we can do anything that we want, and then we have enjoyable life and a comfortable life to do something. But different from the last, maybe before marriage, I believe that last is before marriage, maybe sometime last is there is enough the marriage, but it's not about love, it's about maybe the about work, yeah, or about a busy time. But I believe that lust is the biggest thing happened before marriage. Why that? Because you really interest with someone physically, and then you really forcing your feeling to do something what you want, and then you think that that's really good for you, and you can do like what you image before. Because lust is always imagine something, and always connect with the connect to the sexual condition. Why that? Because I believe that I will ask to the listener here that before still not marriage, and then you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and then are you or have you thought that you want to always be in your girl or boyfriend in every time, and then you want to hold their you want to hold her or his hand, I believe that yes. Or maybe you want to hug him or her in every time, and then you don't want your boyfriend or girlfriend go far away from you, and then you want that they always together between the 24 hours. That's about last. Yeah. And then the second thing is you have to ask is, are you open to the heartbreak? So about heartbreak means that lust attempts to keep the relationship on an ideal level, and love expand, not attempts, but expand to having difficult conversation, exploring painful emotion. It's not about always about the positive, but the negative thing in love, yeah. It's always appear to talk about the difficulties in life, but the lust is always the positive thing, and then they don't want to think about the negative thing, and then they want to only hear about a positive thing, and always want long term, and they don't want to hear about the negative impact and others. That's about lust. But love is accept conditionally, and then accept everything, yeah. And then the third is about how do you feel about the person flows. Because lust loses interest when you discover a person flows, and love accepts a person positive and negative qualities that I have said before. Because love always accepts the positive and the negative qualities, but lust is interest when you discover a person flows. If that's not flows, and if it's not positive, so you don't want to accept. Maybe you will feel ill. I mean, or you don't want to accept it again. So you want to go far away from that. So you don't want to do anything with her or him again. That's about lust. But love is not about that. So you will feel the real life and the true love of their marriage. I believe that. So you may think it, but you have to think that. After marriage will be divorced and blah, 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 and many things about a negative impact. So you have to think that the first time when you pick them up, yeah, when you pick her or him up in the right norm, in the right way, and in the right fit or no. If you have picked them up or her or him up in the right norm and the right fit, so I believe that, and then stay connected to God, so you will be in long term, so you will be okay, you will be fine, yeah. So you have to ask about three questions in the first time I have mentioned before to yourself, yeah, before late, okay, before disappointed, yeah, before have a broken heart, okay. And then, does the relationship get better over time? Does the relationship get better over time? So you have to ask to yourself, this relationship getting better or not? If day by day your emotional and then your sexual condition cannot be controlled, so it's not about love. This is loss, yeah. The loss is about immediate gratification, and love develops trust and commitment over a long period of time. Of course, yes, because day by day in love, so each other is always know to know, and then always be humble, always be honor, never judge about the negative, always be honor, yeah. And then, so where is the thrill coming from? So about the thrill, lust enjoys the fantasy and excitement of the interaction, yeah. Lust is only enjoys, yeah, it's only enjoy and excitement. But love feels risky and vulnerable because it involves opening yourself up and letting yourself be known. That about love, where is the thrill coming from? And then how secure do you feel in the relationship? So how secure do you feel in the relationship? Because lust can be impulsive, obsessional, and desperate, but love tends to be steady and secure. So you have to make aware to yourself that this is last, so I have stop it, and then I have to prepare myself to be better, and then I have to make it my feeling better, and then my faith better, my norm better, and anything better, so I have to see myself, my family, my sibling, and my other relationship that's still like friends to make it better. Not focus is only the someone special, yeah, because it's really dangerous, yeah. So many happened, the negative happened now. So who can help you? It's only yourself, yeah. And then, do you feel obsessed? Have you felt obsessed? Yeah, because lust is high that can feel like an addiction, really addict with something. For example, you have watch movie together with your boyfriend or girlfriend, and then you hold her hand or his hand, and then you hug, maybe kiss, maybe I don't know what have you done before with yours, yeah. And then after you go home, so you think that you're really addict, and then you want to do it again and again, because love is not like that, yeah. Love is not like that. And then consume all your mental space, yeah. And then after addict, so you consume all your mental space. So when you have to focus with something really serious like your study and then your business, maybe you cannot concern. So you got concerned with your someone that really make you addict. That's about lust. And then love holds a more balanced perspective and allows for the ability to maintain the balanced life. Yeah, always the balanced life, because love is always think about a positive thing and a negative thing. When you do something, and then you will think that this is positive or the negative. That's about love. And then, is there longevity or not? Because love is persists and lust dissipates over time. Yeah. And in lust, we are intensely sexually attracted, yeah, to another person, causing our hormones to rage. And then, yeah, because love and lust is are feeling, so they are always connected with the hormones. And then our hormones in our body always make us signal to ourselves that's really positive or not, we can do it or not. But in lust, there is a forcing hormone to ask you to do something that is not the right norm, yeah. It's always to decide the wrong norm, I mean, yeah. And then you feel intensely driven to tear the other person, and then you desire sexual gratification from this person. That's about lust, always connected with the addicted, and then a tear about disappointed, and then a broken heart, and then gratification, sexual gratification. It's always about it's always connected with the lust. It's about it. So love never connected with the tear, yeah. I mean, the tear meaning here is not always you have a tear in everyday. No, it's like that you disappointed, you broken heart, and you have a sexual gratification and many things that make it you unsatisfied in life. Yeah, and then you will know you have arrived in this phase when you feel like your world has been transformed by another person, and they are they have taken on a new level or importance in your life. And then all you want to do is spend time with them, and an attraction is changing levels of the something neuron in our body, and then increase our hormone, and that's the attractions. And sign the meaning of that about lust, or because lust and attraction is always connected, and then you have to aware, and then you cannot think straight because you are obsessing about your partner. That's about lust, not about love. And then you want to be close to your partner all the time, that I have mentioned before, an example that you have watch movie together in the cinema, and then after go home, and then you think that you want to be close to your partner all the time, and then you want to hug again, you want to hold again, yeah, and many things that you want. That's the forcing feeling. And then your friends are asking where you have been, and then you are not sleeping well, so you cannot gather again to your friends that you always gather with your friends before. And then you are not sleeping well. Why? That because you have to think about your partner always, every time and everything about your partner. And then you are readily hungry, and you always hungry. You cannot control your hunger, so you want to hang out, and then you want to spend your money to eat. Yeah, because yeah, you think that that's enjoy, and then that's not the positive thing. Yeah, and you get you get something signal, yeah, that make your feeling I have to be close, yeah. And that's about lust. And love versus lust, is it even the right questions about reflecting on whether a relationship in love or lust only goes so far? To get the heart of the matter, think about why you are asking the questions, and stepping into any romantic or sexually chance experience with another person is a vulnerable act. When we step this into an unknown place of romantic attraction, we can easily find ourselves in a sea of overwhelming feelings that can drive us to seek a sense of safety and control. So that's before we ask the questions to ourselves that is it love or lust. It might be more helpful to ask which anxiety is making you ask this question in the first place. Are you wanting a committed relationship and worried it will not develop in that direction? Are you worried you are staying in a relationship because of a strong physical connection? Are you having a sexy fling that suddenly making you think you might want more? You have to think it. Is it lust or is it love? Yeah. Because in love and lust, there are no norms, no shoulds, no right way. But you have to think that in a true life, in the right love, so you have to do the right norm and the right faith that you have, and always stay connected to God. Yeah. But in the wrong love, so you can fall in love after a single passionate night and end up married with 3 kids. I mean, this is the... Yeah, this is the right love, but I mean in the wrong love, so the way that you pick the first time. Yeah. And then if you are asking if it is love or lust, you might really be asking how much you should invest in a relationship instead of trying to define the relationship and place it in a box as love or lust. And check in with yourself about how the other person makes you feel. Do you trust them? Do you feel free to be yourself with them? How aligned are your values and dreams for the future? Maybe instead of asking, is it love or lust? And always ask about, how am I experiencing myself with this person? And what does that tell me about what I'm wanting or needing? Yeah, so you have to aware of that. Why? Because love never lost from life, and then in life there is love, so you have to put yourself in the right side with the comfortable life and enjoyable life. Don't do with the wrong norm. When you have a forcing feeling from inside yourself, so you have to prevent. Yeah, you have to prevent, and maybe you have to avoid. Yeah, to avoid with a positive activity like doing sport, and then gather with your friends, and then hang out with your friends, or maybe hang out with your family, and then back to family or back to the God. That's the positive thing when you have found that this is the last. Yeah. Okay, so I always mention that you have to do with the right norm and with your faith to the God, and then always stay connected to God, because we are human and we live in the world, so we have a long term to get the right way. Okay, so thank you for today about love and lust. Please ask yourself, aware yourself. So is this love or is it lust in yourself? Okay, thank you very much. I'm Riksa. Don't forget to listen the new section in 29 podcast with OBS 29 and Riksa. And see you. Bye.